Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajanya Mehta with the news. First day headlines. National Press Day reaffirms vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening democracy. Press clubs in Nagaland joins media fraternity in observation of National Press Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says national service inspires motivation. Government dismisses fake videos claiming Finance Minister Sitharaman endorsed investment schemes. And now the news in detail. The National Press Day is being observed in the country today. The day reaffirms the vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening the nation's democracy. The day marks the establishment of the Press Council of India, which began its work on this day in 1966 as an independent moral watchdog of the media. We have a report.
Since its formation, the Press Council of India has worked diligently to uphold press freedom, maintain journalistic standards, and address the challenges confronting the media. This day symbolizes a free and responsible press central to democracy. The day is commemorated through various activities, including the National Awards for Excellence and the release of a souvenir. As per official data, the media landscape continues to expand with registered publication rising from about 60,000 in 2004 to more than 1.5 lakh in 2024-25. Some recent reforms, including the new Press and Registration of Periodicals Act 2023 and the fully digital Press Seva portal, are streamlining the registration process and enhancing transparency. With Rohan Saklan Akhtar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Kohima Press Club KPC today marked National Press Day with Akam Longchari, publisher of the Morang Express, as the resource person. Speaking at the event, Dr. Longchari said, "The 21st century should not be defined by who controls truth and decides what is real, but by a collective responsibility to safeguard truth." He asserted that the media in Nagaland must reimagine and redefine itself amid shifting times in order to remain credible and reliable. Its role, he said, goes beyond information dissemination and includes nurturing critical thinking and consciousness through quality news. Dr. Longchari emphasized that the Naga media must relentlessly tell fact-based stories to emancipate truth in the common interest and dignity of shared humanity.
The 21st century, already the first quarter has passed. The remaining should not be about who controls truth and decides what is real. Hence, the media in Nagaland needs reimagining and redefining itself in these shifting times to become a credible and reliable entity with the responsibility to facilitate and even nurture critical thinking and consciousness through quality news. The emphasis on quality news. To enable this, the Naga media needs to relentlessly tell fact-based stories as a way of emancipating the truth.
Calling for responsible reporting, he urged journalists to prioritize fact-checking and remain mindful of the consequences of sensationalism. On the occasion, KPC Impact Journalism Award 2025 was presented to Rayvoller Rakho. The Dimapur Press Club DPC observed National Press Day today at Ethnic Table Dimapur on the theme Safeguarding Press Credibility Amidst Rising Misinformation. Delivering the keynote address, Dr. Moalem Bajamir, Associate Editor of the Morang Express, stressed that credibility is the foundation of journalism, warning that any lapse erodes public trust in both media and institutions. He pointed to a growing crisis of transparency where digital platforms mimic news outlets without editorial accountability, creating visibility without responsibility. He outlined key threats to press credibility, including unregulated digital platforms, pressure for speed over verification, sensationalism, ethical inconsistency, and the rapid spread of AI-enabled misinformation.
For us, it is the credibility as a professional, as a profession, and as an industry. And during the last few years, we have seen how profoundly the environment has changed, the news environment, I mean. That is, today, on a single screen, the public encounters everything. That is, news report, political messaging, rumors, entertainment, clips, promotional content, all roll into one. And often it all appears in similar format. The line has been blurred between what is news and what is not.
In this, Dr. Jameer urged media organizations to publish ownership and editorial details, correct errors promptly, clearly label sponsored content, and maintain separation between editorial and commercial roles. DPC President Hanley Pom delivered the presidential address, emphasizing the significance of National Press Day and the need for collective commitment to ethical journalism. The Mokchung Press Club, supported by DIPR Nagaland, observed National Press Day. Delivering the keynote address, Lima Lendon Longkumar, editor of Mokchung Times, stressed that credibility built on trustworthiness is the foundation of journalism and once lost cannot be regained. He identified misinformation, including fake news, half-truths and paid news as a major threat, noting that false narratives often spread faster than facts. Mr. Longkumar urged journalists to prioritize verification over virality, uphold transparency and ethics, and maintain editorial independence. MPC President Sashimaran highlighted the urgency of combating misinformation and reaffirmed the press as the fourth pillar of society. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The government has dismissed a video circulating on social media which claimed that Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is promoting an investment scheme promising easy returns monthly. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau informed that the video is fake and AI-generated. It further said that the government has not endorsed any such scheme. Meanwhile, the government has urged the citizens not to fall for such investment schemes and advised them not to use any such links as they could be phishing attempts. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that when the feeling arises of working for the nation and contributing something new, it becomes a source of immense motivation.
तक मन में ये भाव नहीं आता, मैं मेरे देश के लिए काम कर रहा, मैं देश को एक नई चीज दे रहा.
Mr. Modi said this while interacting with the team of India's first bullet train project after a review of the project in Surat yesterday. He drew a parallel with India's space journey, recalling how the scientist who launched the country's first satellite must have felt and how today hundreds of satellites are being launched. Mr. Modi remarked that if the experiences gained here are recorded and compiled like a blue book, the country can move decisively towards large-scale implementation of bullet trains. He emphasized that India must avoid repeated experimentation and instead replicate the learning from existing models. The Nagaland Directorate Ministerial Service Association, NDMSA, will celebrate its Golden Jubilee on Tuesday at the Capital Cultural Hall, Kohima. Member of Parliament, Lok Sabha, S. Subangbaran Jamir, will grace the occasion as the special guest.
Established in 1975, the NDMSA is among the first state-registered service associations in Nagaland to receive official recognition from the government of Nagaland. Over the years, it has emerged as a key platform for ministerial staff across departments, fostering coordination, support and engagement with the state government. Today, the association comprises 57 directorates and two units, one each in Kohima and Dimapur. The Kohima unit includes 51 departments, while the Dimapur unit covers 6 departments with a total sanctioned strength of 1,549 members. With a vision to serve as a support system and an avenue for constructive dialogue with the government, the association continues to uphold the legacy of its founders, rooted in dedication, unity and commitment to the greater good. Karhar, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And to wrap up the news, here are the headlines once again. National Press Day reaffirms vital role of a free, responsible and ethical press in strengthening democracy. Press clubs in Nagaland joins media fraternity in observation of National Press Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says national service inspires motivation. Government dismisses fake video claiming Finance Minister Sitharaman endorsed investment scheme. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.